your chick about wanting to get a contract extension for you, and you obviously were preoccupied with the World
right
Series.
Out of the chute, you hit that.
But now that you've had a little time since the season ended, have you and Hunter had any talks about extending your contract?
Yes, we have. Yeah, two of them, and it went really good. And Hunter, I mean, he's been great ever since I've met him. I mean, he's been really easy to work with, and I think he really, you know, he listens to what, you know, our needs, what we're thinking as far as just for the program. And, you know, we've talked about the other coaches and strength coaches and facilities, and once the season was over, we sat down for a couple hours and got it real close and went back the very next day, and I told him I was good.
So can we expect an announcement on a contract extension here?
I think they just probably have to do what they do, because this was, I think we met last Thursday, and we met last Friday in the morning, and then Hunter had, you know, went out of town this week, and but, you know, I told him I was good with everything. I think everyone knows I want to be at Arkansas, and it's not all about finances. I mean, it's about being where you want to be, to me.
So have you agreed in principle to a contract extension?
Yes.
Okay. And it's just now a matter of getting all the T's crossed and whatever you do.
Whatever they do to make it right, I don't know. I just, when they put it in front of me, I'll read it and I'll sign it and move on.
Not yet. You've done a great job, but does it feel good to be appreciated like that?
Yeah, it does.
Especially by a new AD.
Yeah, it does, you know, because you never know how it's going to go. And, yeah, it's just our program has, you know, been pretty steady for a while. And I've had great coaches and really good players, and had coaches that, you know, do a good job recruiting, and players that work hard. And, you know, in this league, you better work hard and you better get the right players, or it can be rough.
Coach, you mentioned facilities. Is there anything you can elaborate on about that?
Yeah, I mean, we're working towards an expansion down around the right field corner that is really more about player development. It's not like it's more sky boxes or that. There will be, in the initial drawing, there will be some areas for standing in different areas that will be a really good look. Maybe they may add to it, but it's a building for, you know, just listing a few things, a new weight room for baseball, nutrition area, locker room, and I could go on and on and on. And then there's actually probably three levels. The bottom level, because it's low area over there, would be more of a pitcher development area, a little hitting area just for on-the-field type stuff, rotating on the field when you're practicing. Because we've got a great indoor facility, but it's a little bit away. You know, it's hard to do pregame over there. And then more of, players' amenities on the second floor. Then the top floor would be staff, personnel. You know, we even try to get a room in there too that's, I mean, you could throw a name on it, call it the Champions Room, but somewhere where fans could visit, go in and out of it, and we could have things displayed in there, and maybe All-American, you know, portraits, that type of stuff, because we don't have that, and the schools in our league have that. And I think Hunter, when he came in January, we walked the facility. And I really didn't say anything. I just let him take it all in. And we sat down in my office after that, and he just started talking, and it was really good to hear. And he didn't think it was good enough. And he knows what we're competing against, and expansion, new stadiums across our league, and that we need to do some better things for the players. So that's kind of how that went.
What's the timeline on that stuff getting?
Well, it's just getting rolling now. Obviously, they're in the design phase. It has to go in front of the board here in the next few weeks and get approved, and we're hoping that'll be smooth. I don't know. I don't know 100%. I mean, we have the 19, the 20. I would hope that by the time the 21 season was here that, you know, it was done, or maybe sooner. But, it's a big project.
Obviously, the deadline's passed for guys to sign.
You know, it's a big project.
Obviously, the deadline's passed for guys to sign, so you know who's coming back, who's gone. Just how do you feel about your roster right now?
Well, that's was my main emphasis this past week. The other two coaches, they've been on the road a lot, recruiting. As a matter of fact, I'm leaving tomorrow to go out of town for 3 or 4 days recruiting. But last week was all about, you know, personnel and the roster and who needs to come back, who's not happy about not getting to play enough. I mean, just all the things I deal with, and all the new kids coming in. And we've even got 6 or 7 of our freshmen are already in school in second session right now, working out. You know, they'll be able to start lifting weights as soon as they get their physical, and that's in the next day or so. But yeah, how do I feel about the roster? I mean, you know, we got guys who got to get better. Obviously, I can't really project how the freshmen are going to be. I know that some of them are really good, but are they going to be like Kerstad and Martin? Good, or are they going to just be okay? We just want them to contribute. We've got enough, but we need some help.
What about the fact that Isaiah is coming back?
Well, that was big for our pitching staff, obviously. Isaiah's been in the program 3 years and didn't pitch much as a freshman, got hurt as a sophomore, and then this year it was kind of up and down, but he had some games where you're kind of going, wow, man, that's some good stuff. And we want that guy to show up about 15 out of 18 starts next year if we could. And if that happens for him, he'll get offered a lot bigger bonus, and he's still got a bargaining power year. He's very young. He doesn't turn 21 till August, and that's so, you know, looking back, he basically walked into school 3 years ago as a 17-year-old. So when the draft hits next year, he'll still be 21. And I think that the scouts are going to see a lot better pitcher and a lot more confident and polished guy next spring.
Yeah, Matt sent me about 85 questions to ask you. I think that's a little bit of an overstatement. I think he said here, Coulter, you might be transferring.
You know, I can really get into all that. Coulter is probably going to go to a junior college. That's what he needs to do. Just pull up his stats from summer ball. And that was our discussion when I met with him at the end of the semester, when the guys that weren't on the 27-man travel roster, I met with him. There'll be 4 or 5 other guys too that'll go to junior college.
Can you name those guys?
Yeah, I would say probably Ben McLean, Easton Morrell. It looks like Cole's going to go to a junior college.
Not Cole Raymond.
No, Cole Turney.
Okay. Oh, Cole.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The guy you just asked me about.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. There might be a couple more in there.
I got you.
Talk about Nate Thompson and what he's done for you this year coming from Missouri State.
Well, you know, Nate is, he got a firsthand look at the SEC, obviously. You know, the schedule we played on the road, we were at LSU, at Georgia, at Ole Miss. All these teams ranked in the top 10. Didn't go great. Competed really good. I think what he did was he did a good job with our hitters. As far as certain parts of the offense, you know, elevating the ball, a little power. We already had guys that were strong that could do some things, and I think he helped them a little bit. Some of the things that we're going to be working on this fall will be, you know, just maybe a little better approach with two strikes, cut down our strikeouts, and I told him last year at this time, you know, when I hired him, that if he took the job, that he was going to be jumping in the middle of a very good offensive team. We had a lot of guys coming back and a couple pretty good ones coming in, and that's exactly what happened.
You know, you've been talking a lot about what you've been doing since the College World Series. In fact, you just mentioned, where did June go? Have you had any time to even sit back and reflect on what this program accomplished this year?
Just a little bit, you know, a little here and there, but you know, this is what I told our coaches when the season was over, is that, you know, we had a tough ending, great season, but there's nobody in the league feeling sorry for us. They all want to whip us, so we need to go get some guys, and that's kind of been our focus, is to get caught up on recruiting, you know, look at all the 19 kids that we have committed, make sure they're still rolling along, look at the 2020 kids and the 2021 kids. That's really been our focus. I've been meeting kids, and you know, it's been real busy, honestly. I think that'll come for me more after fall ball's over. Just have a little more time to sit and think and kind of reflect on it. But the players did a great job of competing all year, and you know, that was it was a great season.
And on top of that, considering what the success the SEC had this year in the postseason and also the College World Series last year, was it a good reflection on just what quality ball is played in the SEC?
Yeah, I mean, the SEC, and I'll talk about it a little bit tonight, it's there's no league like the SEC. There's good teams that could play in the SEC, but top to bottom, what happens in our league is, and you have to almost go on the road and watch, it's just very, very good baseball. You know, when the fans kind of got upset when we got swept at Mississippi State, Mississippi State was a preseason top 20 team that got off to a bad start. Unfortunately for us, they kind of got it going against us. And it all happened in less than a 24-hour period because we played three games in, you know, a night game and a day doubleheader just because of weather, and it didn't go our way. So the league is incredible. If some teams, SEC teams, wouldn't have been matched up with other SEC teams in super regionals, there would have been a couple more teams in Omaha, and probably deservedly they should have been there.
Dave, I had a replacement for Craig Perry. Yet.
Not yet. Working on that. And, you know, it's something that's obviously at the top of my list. I've been receiving a lot of texts, emails, calls, coaches calling about kids or players or, excuse me, coaches that they think would be good for the job. But it's a little more difficult to hire this person this year than it ever has. Reason being, because next year when we're sitting here, in July, we might have a third paid assistant coach at our level, and then we won't have a volunteer coach. So whoever I get is probably wanting that job. And you know, so I don't know if I'm ready to, you know, make that commitment. Right. Yeah.
And how's Kevin Copps doing?
Kevin Copps is doing great. He stayed here in Fayetteville. You know, we could have really used Kevin this past year. He would have been huge for us. He'd have been another arm out of the pen or a starter. They could have bridged it a little bit longer. We might have been able to not use Cronin, you know, more than maybe four outs instead of seven or whatever we had to use him to try to finish games. But he's doing really well. Kevin is he's a great kid and a hard worker, and I'm excited to see him pitch this fall.
So he'll be ready for fall?
Yeah.
Matt, he has Angus Denton, I know he registered.
Yep, Angus is doing real well. Angus is a guy that we pitched him a little bit as a freshman, but not very much, and we felt like he was going to be in the same role this year, so we kind of backwards redshirted him. We redshirted him his sophomore year, so now he will be a sophomore, and we feel like that he'll make the team this year. His velocity's got better. He's a sidearm submarine guy. He's a bullpen specialist type guy, and we think that he'll make an impact.
We know about Matt Goodhart and Bryson Leeler, but anybody else signed since the fall?
Oh, there may be a couple more in there.
Okay, do you want to name
them? Next week we'll be able to talk about all those guys after football press conference.
Yeah, I know you got a return series to Texas and Southern Cal.
We're going to talk about that tonight, too.
Is there any other big non-conference games?
One of our weekend conference series, we play Stony Brook at home. We play Louisiana Tech at home. You know, Stony Brook went to the World Series a few years back. I don't know. There's a few more in there. We have NC Charlotte coming in for a couple of games.
Okay,
yeah.
I did not know about this. He said there's a new rule that allows teams to have scrimmages in the fall against other schools and not count against your regular season schedule. Do you plan to have scrimmages? If so, who and where would you play those?
We're going to call it a scrimmage game. It'll be an official game. Teams will wear probably their uniforms. I talked to OU today. Might play OU one of those games. I can't even tell you all the rules on it. I don't know if you can play 10 innings, 9 innings, 15 innings. You know, I'm not 100% sure. It did come in this year. We were just talking about it on the plane a little bit on the way over here, trying to figure out how to set that up. And, you know, do I want to play one game on the road and one here? That would probably be ideal. Some schools are just playing junior colleges. They feel like it'd help their recruiting.
Right.
I don't know if I can go watch kids play junior college ball. I don't know if I want to play against them. We'll see how that goes.
Have you talked to OU yet?
Talked to them today. You know, we're working on it.
And maybe somebody else.
Yeah. So
This is actually a question I had. Lane signed for way over slot. How did that make you feel, and what do you think was the key to that?
Well, they knew that they were going to have to pay him over slot. It made me feel great. I mean, you know, he might have been able to get the same money last year, to be honest with you, but he wouldn't have gone 14-0. He wouldn't have been nearly as ready. He's a lot stronger, a lot more mature, and he's going to have a lot more success. Ended up being a great move on his part. 3 years after high school, skinny kid. It was great for us, obviously. We wouldn't be talking about Omaha if we didn't have Blaine Knight, you know, in my opinion. But he went about it the right way. He didn't get ridiculous money last year, so he came back and he got the same money. And now, you know, they'll probably rest him a little bit this summer and probably take him in instructional league. And, you know, happy for him and his family. His dad gave me a call and was very appreciative of, you know, helping Blaine. And there's some good stories behind Blaine and myself and motivating him. And, you know, it all worked out for him.
You had a lot of guys sign nice contracts. How good does that make you feel? They help. You know, they come there. They help you win. They're close to their degree, and they get a nice signing bonus too.
No, it's. I kind of chuckle sometimes because I just think about them driving a new truck that they're always talking about. You know? And they always talk to me about wanting to know if I'll sell my truck to them one day because I've got a pretty truck, I guess. But no, it's fun watching those guys, you know, achieve a goal, and that's to play pro ball. And then you take it a step forward, you see guys that play in the big leagues, like Brian Anderson. Here's a guy that we always thought had big league talent, but he let the game get to him. He beat himself up all the time. We kept telling him, you can't play this game that way. It's a lot of failure, and you can't get on yourself the way Brian did. And he finally has relaxed, and the guy's got 100 hits going into the All-Star game. I mean, you know, here's a guy they probably thought, oh, just we'll put him over there for a little while, and we'll get somebody. And, you know, he's almost hitting 300. And he can run. He can hit forever. He can hit for power. And it's just, it's fun. It's seeing those guys, you know, stick around up there.